This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1084, how to shorten and lengthen your small talk in English as needed.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Do you work as a barista or in a service position, or do you just want to know how to figure out if the other person is up for small talk? Today, get the tips and strategies to cut short or extend small talk based on the situation in English.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm having a nice day hanging out with you on the microphone.
Yeah.
Wednesday morning here. It's a great way it's right in the middle of the week. So it's a nice way to mark the middle of the week, I think.
That's right. I agree. But I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you like it when you're ordering something and then the barista makes small talk with you?
Sometimes it depends on my mood. It depends on who's around and it depends on whether I just feel like I want to talk to someone.
Right.
You know, it really depends, to be honest.
Right,
yeah.
Right,
what about
right.
you?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, in general, I love, talking to as many people as possible. I think that's both of our personalities, but if you're in a rush, busy, things like that, it's hard, to really take the time to do that. So, it's important to really be able to read people, I think.
Hugely important.
Yeah. What do we mean by that? To be able to read people.
To read people. Oh my God. This is empathy 101, right? I mean, this is empathy right here. It's some people are better at this than others, but I think in general, we need a basic skill in empathy to survive in the world.
Right.
To be able to understand what someone is feeling in any given moment and to know whether it's the right moment to step up and actually have a conversation with them or to leave them alone.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. So we're going to get into this a little bit more today. We have a listener question about this topic. But before we do that, guys, we want to remind you to listen to a very special podcast.
Oh, absolutely. So guys, remember, you want to go over, if you are going to be doing the IELTS exam this year, 2019, the only resource you need to start with is the IELTS Energy Podcast. Jessica and I are over there 3 days a week and we're showing you guys how to get past writing task two, for example, speaking part three. We're going to show you how to get a 7 or an 8 or even a 9 on these parts of the exam. So go and search right now in your podcast player for IELTS Energy Podcast and hit subscribe. Start listening Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. All right, cool.
Okay, awesome. All right. Well, we said that we were going to get into a listener question. So shall we do it, Lindsay?
Yeah, I'm excited for this listener question
Me
from
too.
Odell Lopez. Here we go. Can I read it?
Go for it.
Okay, thank you. So, girls, you don't have any idea how much I've improved listening with you. I'm from Venezuela and I came to San Francisco a year ago. I've studied English, but I have a problem. Around me, there are so many Latin people that I can't speak English the whole day as I'd like to, but thanks for helping me. Cool. The second one, but not less important.
Yeah. So he asked the first question, but we're going to focus on the second one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a good point. So he does. So there's another question and we always pick and choose the questions that we like that we think will be the most useful for our audience, guys. So this is the one. So, while I try to improve my English, I'm looking for a job as a journalist. Mm. I'm working in a cafe, bakery, restaurant, and I got a promotion as barista cashier. I was the cook. I'd love to listen to vocabulary from you or suggestions on how to be nice with customers. Which are the best words or sentences for getting a small and nice conversation while I'm taking orders at the register and offering our best breads, drinks, and plates? Nice. I know I've asked for so much. I'm sorry about that, but you're my idols.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, cool. Well, I really appreciate it so much, all that you've done for us. Thanks. Hugs, Odell Lopez. Oh, awesome.
Well, that's so nice of you, Odell. We really, that makes me smile. And, you know, we just as you appreciate us, we appreciate you. We couldn't do it without you. And we hope that we can be helpful.
Yeah. And I also really admire Odell. I mean, it sounds like he's living in San Francisco, working to become a journalist eventually, but working at as a barista. And that's a hustle, right? Really, really working hard, you know, and that's kind of the dream right there is, you know, working your way up.
Yeah.
You have a dream, you know what you want to do, Odell, and you're doing what you need to do in the meantime to get there. That is very admirable.
I think. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I really do admire, you know, your story. And we wish you all the best and, you know, keep your eyes on that dream.
Yeah, love it. Love it.
Okay, good. So again, this is a great question. So we want to start by leading you guys to episode 1052. So this was three questions to consider when you start a conversation with someone who is working. So that was more about, you know, the customers or other people. We talked about a few different jobs, but we talked about waiters and waitresses and things like that. So that's more from the other side. So today we're taking a look on the flip side of that. And now we're looking through the eyes of a barista or somebody working at the register, right?
Yeah, it's kind of cool to learn English from different perspectives, different roles that we're playing in the world. That's cool.
Right, right, right. So, you know, there are a few things to keep in mind with customers. So we want to talk about two main things that you should think about when deciding whether or not to make small talk, right? Because it's partly just about that decision in the first place, right?
Yeah, exactly. So should we go into the two main things we want to think about then?
Yeah. So Michelle? What's the first one, Lindsay?
All right. So the first one is ask yourself this question, Odell. How busy is the cafe or restaurant that you're working in that moment?
So, I mean, if it's very busy or there's a long line, you have like a long line of customers, you probably want to keep any comments short and sweet to keep the line moving, right? So, I mean, you can say things like, oh, how are you today? Or what else, Lindsay?
What can I get ya?
Right. Or I recommend the,
or have a great day. And I just want to go back to what can I get ya? Meaning what? What does that mean, get ya?
What can I get you?
Right. So guys, native speakers, they bring together these phrases.
Gonna, right?
This is another one of them. What can I get you? What can I get ya? Right? That's just opening it up and asking them what they want.
Right, right, right. Exactly. So, you know, you really may not have much time for more than that, right?
Yeah.
In these situations.
And I think, you know, cafes, restaurants in smaller towns tend to be slower and you're more likely to have conversations. That's why I love traveling to small towns when I travel abroad, you know, because I can actually have these conversations with my server, for example. Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Right, right, right. Exactly. And then the second one is how busy is the customer? So the first one is really how busy are you? How busy is the place? And the second one is about the customer. And this is what we talked about, like being able to read people, right? So check out their body language. It might be empty in the restaurant, but that doesn't mean that the customer has time, right? You have to read their body language. How are they speaking? Are they speaking in short clipped sentences, or are they kind of more like looking around and, you know, seeming like they have some time to talk, right?
Yeah, interesting. Short clipped sentences. What would be an example of that? Like, what is a short clip sentence?
Like, if you just say, if you're the barista, Lindsay, and you say, like, oh, what can I get you? And I just say, I'll have a latte.
Right. Right. Oh, I see. You clip the sentence at the end. So you sound like in your voice like you're in a rush.
Right, right. You know, there's this tense feeling in the voice, like, oh, I'm just trying to get out of here. Like, I need my coffee and I'm gonna go.
Okay, right? I see. That makes sense.
Yeah. Right. So if they're like, you know, speaking more like that, you know, you probably want to use more of just the phrases that we talked about in step one, right? Mm-hmm. But if they're looking at their phone, they're not really in a rush, or they're making eye contact with you, you know, are they, you know, asking questions, right? These are clues that you should be on the lookout for these to help you decide what the customer wants, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Okay, so what else do we need to know then?
Yeah, so, I mean, you can still be polite and speak with them a little bit if they're in a rush, like, you know, very, very briefly, but it doesn't have to be anything more than polite short questions and statements. So let's talk about if you have a person who's smiling, making eye contact, and not in a rush, right? What are some more interesting and fun things you can say to them, Lindsay? What do you think? So we're going to talk about, so if you want to make a recommendation, what's something you could say?
Okay, you could say, well, what are you in the mood for? Or that depends on what you're in the mood for. Right?
Right. Exactly. So like you could say the chocolate is sweet and the whatever is this, right?
The croissants are buttery or something.
Yeah. Exactly. So should we try this out, Lindsay? What's on
the Yeah, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, hey, which is better, the cinnamon latte or the hot chocolate?
What are you in the mood for? The cinnamon latte is a bit spicier, and the hot chocolate is sweet.
Okay.
Right.
Good.
Or I could say that depends what you're in the mood for. Right. So that does that sound natural to you, Lindsay?
That sounds really natural. I think that's the typical conversation you're going to have with the barista to get a recommendation. Which is your favorite? Even in a restaurant, you know, I like to ask the waitress or waiter, which dish do you recommend? Like, which is your favorite dish on the menu?
Exactly. Yeah. So what's something else you could say?
So we could say, I think you should try the blank. It's my favorite.
Right.
You should try the soup, the soup of the day, the clam chowder. You should try the clam chowder. It's my favorite.
Right. Or another thing is if you like blank, you should give blank a try. So if you like chocolate, you should give our new cookies a try.
Okay. So making recommendations.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of one thing that you could talk about. And then we have general small talk. If you're like preparing their dish, right? You're toasting something or whatever. You can just say like, oh, how's everything with you today? Or what else could you say, Lindsay?
Or, if you're preparing their dish, or maybe you're just wiping the counter around them, for example, if they're sitting at the counter, you say, how's your day going? Right. If they make that eye contact with you and they show that they want to talk. Right. How's your day going?
More open-ended, I think. Yeah. And then that'll, you know, based on their response, you'll see, like, do they want to keep talking or are they just going to be like, good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or addressing the weather. I like this. Is it still raining out there? Let's say it was a rainy day. We've had some rainy days lately in Boston. That's a good conversation starter with customers.
Yeah. Even though, you know, we kind of laugh about, you know, always talking about the weather, but I feel like this happens to me a lot. Like it'll have been raining and then I'll go in somewhere and they say, oh, still raining out there or something like that.
Well, yeah, in the end, it's the thing that brings us all together. So, and you don't really, we've done episodes on this before saying, hey, we don't need this magical opening phrase to get started. Like something as simple as the weather. The point is not to talk about the weather. It's just to get things started, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, but maybe in this case, it is just to make a quick remark. But in many conversations, it's just about getting the ball rolling with that person.
Right. Or they could just say something like, oh, have you been here before? Or is this your first time? Mm-hmm. Right? You could ask something like that. That would be a good one.
Yeah. Okay. So these are some good ideas for Odell here. I love it.
Yeah. And then just really quick, you know, at the end, you know, if like they already ate and now they're packing up or they're bringing you their dish, you could say, oh, so how'd you like how'd you like the latte or what else?
What did you? So if you guys come back to our blog, you're going to want to come back today, right? This is episode, what episode number is this? This is 1084. You're going to want to look at the way we've written these phrases. So the question is, what did you think of the right. tea or the soup, right?
Right.
What did you think? What did you think of the soup? Yeah.
Or, you know, oh, I hope you liked the croissant, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it.
So guys, we've kind of taught you a lot of little phrases today, you know, for different situations. Number one, we went through and we talked about how do we know what kind of small talk we should make? And then if the door is open for more small talk, what can we say? Like often it's things like making recommendations or, or just, you know, asking some open-ended questions. And, you know, we can of course go further into this, but this is a good start, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think this is a good place to start. It's a good question from Odell.
For sure. So, you know, remember, you have to see what the customer is in the mood for. And these phrases are good to, you know, feel them out if they want to continue talking or not. So take their cue. So we can also do a follow up on how to like get even deeper, right? Another time. So let's just try this role play out real fast. Okay. So in this situation, you are the barista.
Okay, I'm ready. Here we go. Hi there. How are you today? What can I get you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm not sure. How's the chocolate chip muffin?
Delicious. I just ate one. They're fresh.
Which one do you recommend, the chocolate chip muffin or the pumpkin spice muffin?
Ooh, tough choice. If you like pumpkin, you should give the pumpkin spice muffin a try. They're seasonal and delicious.
Okay, thanks. I'll get that.
Okay, I'll just warm it up. So, how's your day going?
Not bad. And you?
Fine, fine. Is it still raining out there?
Yeah, it's pouring.
Oh, too bad. Okay, here you go. You can pay at the end.
Okay. And then afterwards, I go up to pay. Okay, so I'll owe you $4, right? Here you go.
Thanks. What'd you think of the muffin?
Oh, it was great. Great recommendation.
Glad to hear it. Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, that seems like a typical conversation exchange. I think you're not going to go too much deeper with a barista, probably, but just a friendly exchange. You know, sometimes maybe people don't get to talk to others during the day, and it's nice for them to be able to have a nice exchange with the neighborhood barista, right?
Yeah,
at the coffee shop down the street.
It's true. Like if they do a lot of work just, you know, sitting at the computer, home. They want that interaction.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's all about anticipating what they want.
Right, right, right. So let's just go through it quickly today. So here you said, how are you today? Right. Yep. What can I get you? And then, I asked you for your recommendation and, you said,
if you like pumpkin, you should give the pumpkin spice muffin a try.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you said, so how's your day going? Right. So even though you said, how are you today earlier, this is fine. This is like a little bit more deep, like how's your day going? Right. Might invite some more conversation.
Yeah. And obviously this is only if the customer is kind of showing the signs that they're open to talking. Right.
Right.
So, yeah.
And then you asked me a question.
So is it still raining out there?
Right, right, right. Yeah. And then at the end, you said, what'd you think of the muffin?
What'd you think? We should do an episode on those contractions, I think, Michelle.
Yeah, the connections. Yeah, 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 for sure. Right? Yeah, these are,
you know, native
stuff.
Speakers, there's no time to say, so what did you think of the muffin?
No, for sure. Yeah, definitely. That would be a good one. That is super important.
Yeah, what's the takeaway today, Michelle?
Okay, well, the takeaway is, you know, like we said, read your customer, right? We talked about what it means to read someone. So you can feel them out with questions and by what they're saying, how are they saying it, right? Mm-hmm. If they ask for a recommendation, you know, or say things like, or show that they aren't in a rush, they might have time and they might be more open to small talk rather than someone who's in a rush or if the line is too long. So you really got to feel out the situation and, you know, keep it, not too long, I would say.
Keep it short. Keep it short and sweet.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And thank you, Odell, for this question. I mean, it's all about, you know, you are getting ready to become a journalist, right? And you're working your way up in San Francisco. This is a chance to practice your English for sure. But it's about knowing, do other people want to chat? I think people in San Francisco are pretty friendly.
I think so, too. I mean, but, I haven't been there in a long time, but I think so.
Yeah. At the same time, it's a busy, large city. So just kind of be prepared for anything. Have these phrases ready to pull them out if you need to. So,
right, for sure. Okay, well, this has been fun, Lindsay, and I want to go out and talk with a barista.
I know. I think I'm going to go down to my cafe down the street here and grab a coffee.
All right. Okay, enjoy. So I will talk to you later, Lindsay, and thank you guys for listening.
Okay. Bye, Michelle.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.